Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
So how are you feeling after finding out you're remaining the starter?
I feel good. Same process throughout it all, kind of same mindset. Obviously, I didn't know, you know, how it was going to go, but my mindset was going to stay the same either way.
How did it happen just this morning? Did Dapes call you in? How did that work this morning?
Yeah, no, it happened. Dapes told me yesterday. And that's kind of, he just mentioned to me, hey, this is what we're doing. And that was it.
Did you have any preconceived notion that, you know, it's going to go this way or it's going to go that way?
No, I didn't know any. Throughout the bye week, he said they're going to have to sit down, make decisions, talk, and then whenever they have an answer, then he'll let me know.
You feel you earned it?
Yes, sir. I think at the end of the day, it's not my decision. My decision is just to go out and play football. So that's what I'm going to try to do every day.
How was the bye week for you? Did you get a lot of calls saying, come and do this, do that? I mean, did they try to capitalize on your popularity?
Oh, I mean, they reach out to my agent. They don't really reach out to me. I'm not dealing with that. My bye week is my bye week. Tried to enjoy it. Tried to, you know, get away for a little bit and just relax before getting back into it. But, I mean, I'm sure everybody is at this point. Like I said, I don't really handle any of those logistics outside of football. I'm just worried about being in the building today.
What did you do?
I did a signing or an event for the Hoagie Place in Wayne. That was good. There was a lot of people out there. It was a really cold day, so I made sure I got everybody whatever they needed, because I appreciated everyone coming out and showing support.
What was some of the reaction from your teammates when they found out the news as well?
I mean, regular, I don't know. Everyone said, congrats, but it was kind of been starting for the past couple weeks, so it wasn't anything crazy.
Tyrod's obviously disappointed. I mean, you can understand that, can't you?
Oh, 100%. That's like my brother now. I mean, been with him for this long. I mean, if it would have went the other way, right, like, which I'm sure it could have, I'd been right there supporting him the whole way like he is me. And that's the relationship that we built this far, and he's been in the league a long time. Obviously, this is my first time being in the league in a situation like this, or however it was. But at the end of the day, no players make decisions. It's all up to the coaches. So we're just going to continue to support each other how we always do.
How excited are you to keep this ball rolling, keep the streak going?
Yeah, just trying to keep it going, just one game at a time, one practice at a time. Just trying to get better each and every day and push everybody around me to be better as well.
Did you watch the Packers on Sunday night?
Yeah, I watched the first half of it.
Any thoughts on their, were you looking at their defense saying, I see this, I see that, or?
Not too crazy. Was watching it as a fan when I'm watching it on TV, just enjoying it, just watching football. And then after, when I'm home doing everything, I can actually watch on the iPad and do all that. That's when I'll dive into it. But I was kind of enjoying it as a fan.
Tommy, I'm sure that you answered this before I got here. I'm sorry, we were at Tyrod's debacle at the time. Were you surprised by this decision? How did you take the decision when Dave's told you you are indeed the starter?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised, but at the same time, I didn't know what was going to happen. I was told during the week and bye week that there was a decision that was going to be made. And as soon as it was made, then I would be made aware, and I was. So, I'm happy about it, but at the same time, it's still a job. You still have to go out and perform and do everything. It's not like you're at the top now, which is completely far from, but I'm just going to go out and just try to get better each and every day and try to just earn the respect of my teammates, my coaches, try to do that every play.
How much do you and your teammates, do you think, have in the back of your mind, or the front of your mind, really, that you're still in this thing? You're not in a great position, but you certainly aren't out of it yet.
Yeah, everything that we want is in front of us, but at the same time, we're just taking one week at a time. Try to focus on this week, because if we start looking ahead and we miss one, there's nothing going forward. So that's it, just one at a time, focus on this week.
How was the decision presented to you? Was it you guys as a whole, as a quarterback room? Did he talk to you guys one-on-one?
No, it was one-on-one. One-on-one.
What do you say to Tyrod, you know, like when you guys know the decision afterwards? Do you have to say anything, feel like you have to say anything to him at that point?
No, I didn't, because I feel like it was, I mean, he's been in the situation before. I really haven't, but it was like, you know, we don't control those decisions. It's nothing that I could have done, he could have done at the time to, you know, I guess change it or anything like that. So I'm just going to roll with it and just go out and try to play my best football.
Was there a combo? I mean, starting this week, but for the rest of the season going forward, is it a week-to-week basis?
I was just told that I'm sorry. That's it.
Was it that short a conversation, just a few words?
It was short. Yeah, it was a short conversation.
Yep.
You said he has a conversation with you every week. He did. What was that? What's that been like? You know, I'm not only this week, but even when you weren't the starter, like, what were you getting from those conversations? Like, what kind of stuff would you talk about when you
yeah, our meetings have been great. We talk about a lot of things, not only what's going on with the team, but like other teams. We watch a lot of film, good plays, bad plays. We really just pick each other's brain and just learn. I'm learning the way he thinks about certain plays and situations, and then he learns what I think, and we've been trying to build that bridge since when I first got here. We've been having those meetings. So it's been very beneficial, I think, and we're going to continue to grow with him.
I just been wondering how unique, or do you find that unique, the fact that when you were the third string, you have that weekly meeting with the head coach and going over these kind of things?
I did at first, but then he explained to me how, you know, obviously when you're a one or a two, you're getting, well, really the one's getting all the reps, the two really didn't get much. So when I was a three, there wasn't too much conversation. Like, there was conversation between me, Shane, Calf, and Dave's, but not like at that extent. So from Dave's always said he likes to take the guy and just have those conversations with them, so I'm getting some kind of rapport with them.
Do you think that's one of the reasons you're standing here as the starter today, that Dave's took that one-on-one interest with you?
I'm not sure. I mean, I know he has some kind of faith or belief in me, and I'm going to continue to go out and try to earn that every time on the field. But at the end of the day, it's just going out and playing football and executing, winning games.
I'm sure your family knows the decision, but have you had a chance to actually talk with them yet?
No, not really. I mean, I knew yesterday. I really didn't say anything when I walked in the house either. But that was like, just, how was the day? I was like, good, same old deal. And so I didn't really talk about it much, but I assume once he announced it or it got blown out, I'm sure it's more now.
Yeah, today doesn't seem like same old deal.
Yeah, I mean, it is the same old deal to me, but okay. I'm sure to them they're probably excited.
How much does it mean to get a start on Monday Night Football in front of the whole country at home? It's got to be something you may have dreamed about growing up, right?
Yeah, it's an awesome opportunity. I'm looking forward to it. It's like any other game except on a Monday night, right? But, it's an awesome opportunity to be the only game on and just enjoy and go play football.
Tommy, what is it about your personality that allows you to not be surprised, to kind of seemingly take some of these decisions in stride, the idea that, you know, you are going to start now, and, you know, maybe if someone had told you this a month ago or 2 months ago, you know, other people wouldn't have believed it. I'm not sure if you would have, but just the idea of now kind of, you know, I'm not surprised here. I belong here.
Yeah, that's always been my mindset. Even when I was a three, it's like your goal is to be the starter one day. Even though, like you said, like on the outside or anybody else might not have believed that, but in my head, like, I've always been pushing to be that. And I mean, I was not going to be surprised by it, because either way, throughout the bye week, I was mentally prepared for it to go either way. As I said, like, it was a tough decision, but I don't make those decisions, so I'm just here to play, execute, try to win football games.
You've credited Tyrod throughout this process. Oh, he's one of the guys in the connection. What's kind of been the most important thing, or the best advice that he's given you throughout that has allowed you to be in this position?
The best advice he's definitely given me was just be yourself. You're more than enough. I think that goes, you could take that 100 different ways, but it really is just, don't do too much and don't do anything less. Just do exactly what you've done to get here, because that's what helped you get here, and that'll be enough. Because sometimes you get stuck in a situation where you're trying to do too much and then you're playing out of character and not playing like yourself, or you're trying, just can't try too hard, just be yourself. And, you know, I've taken that throughout this whole process, and he's taught me a million things. Like, I owe a lot to him. He's helped me a tremendous amount up to this point. I'm going to continue to lean on him throughout the whole thing.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus,
you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.